We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
I was at a funeral many years ago, and the pastor stood up. It was a young man who was a missionary in the foreign field, and he had passed away in a terrible accident. And the pastor stood up at this funeral, and he made this statement. He said, "What is God teaching us through all of this? It would be a shame if we did not listen. What is God teaching us through COVID-19? What is God teaching us through the events of our life today?" Thank you so much for tuning in to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Jerry Burns. It's an honor to have you join us for our program on this Lord's Day. Our world is filled with great uncertainty and fear, but we as Christians can hope in God. We can have confidence in the God of heaven. And I hope that you can sing along with this hymn, "It Is Well With My Soul, When Peace Like a River Attendeth My Way, When Sorrows Like Sea Billows Roll." I hope you can sing along with this wonderful hymn, "It Is Well With My Soul."
Oh,
hope that's your prayer, and I hope that's your testimony. It is well with my soul. You know, as we live in these days, it's important for us to have a proper biblical perspective. It's important for us to know what God is doing in our world today. I believe the next event on God's prophetic calendar is going to be the rapture of believers. I believe that Jesus is coming again, and we need to be ready for the coming of the Lord. But I believe God is at work in our world today, and it is essential, it is vital that we hear what God has to say. John chapter 10, verse 27, the Bible says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." John chapter 6, verse 60, "Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, 'This is an hard saying. Who can hear it?' When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, 'Doeth this offend you?'" My older sister was talking to me one time. We were talking about parenting and what I was doing or what I wasn't doing. I don't remember. And she was trying to teach me. She was rebuking me. And I jumped in, of course, in the conversation in a defensive. I became offended to what she had to say. And because of my offense, I did not listen to what she had to say. It took me a little bit of time after that I realized that she was helping me and she wasn't trying to hurt me. You know, to be offended and to not hear is a dangerous thing. And this is the message that Jesus has for his disciples. He said, "Does this offend you?" Jesus was concerned about their spiritual growth. In John chapter 8, verse 42, the Bible says, "Jesus said unto them, 'If God were your Father, ye would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he that sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech, even because ye cannot hear my word? Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not." Everyone here listening to this program this morning, God is speaking to you. And it's important for us to hear when God speaks. In his devotional book, My Utmost for His Highest, Oswald Chambers writes these words. He said, "Get into the habit of saying, 'Speak, Lord,' and life will become a romance. Every time circumstances press in on you, say, 'Speak, Lord,' and make time to listen. Chastening is more than the means of discipline. It is meant to bring me to the point of saying, 'Speak, Lord.' Think back at a time when God spoke to you. Do you remember what he said?" As we listen, our ears become more sensitive, and like Jesus, we will hear God all the time. I think in the Word of God, young Samuel, who was told to tell God, "Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth." What is God saying to the world today? What is God saying to the world? Well, I think, obviously, the message that God is saying is that don't trust in wealth, and don't trust in health, and don't trust in society, and don't trust in government, and don't trust in a life that you've built, because all of these things can crumble to the ground rather quickly. Our trust must be in the Lord. The psalmist said, "Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, some trust in armies, some trust in might, some trust in wisdom, some trust in knowledge, some trust in bank accounts." The list can go on. But David said, "I will remember the name of the Lord." And I believe that's what God is saying to us today in our world. God is saying, don't trust in anything this world has to offer, because the world fadeth away in the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Now, I want to give you some truths to help you to understand the work of God and the Word of God. When God speaks, there's some important principles for us to understand.
Hey, it's Pastor Burns. Thank you so much for listening. But I want to just take a pause at this particular time in our program. I want to encourage you to share our message of Jesus Christ. You can go to KitchenerHope.com and share that website with your friends and family. Send it by email. Send it by Facebook. There's a video there, and it presents the Lord Jesus in a wonderful way and how they can have eternal life in Christ. I also want to pray with you and for you. If you have any prayer requests, you can go to KitchenerBaptistChurch.org/pray. Fill out the form and send it to us. We would love to pray with you, and we would love to pray for you. Also, if you're able to, support Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. We would love to partner with you in taking the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Waterloo region. You can go to our website, timelesstruthsradio.com, or you can send us an e-transfer. Just send it to give@KitchenerBaptist.org. That's give@KitchenerBaptist.org. And in the comments, give us your information for a tax receipt, as well as write in Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. Before we continue our program this morning, I want to read an email from Marissa. She says this: please pray for my sister, Samantha, who is working hard in healthcare right now. I hope God can help her to stay healthy and brave as she goes to work each day to help others in the community who need her right now. Please pray for all those working in essential services that they stay safe, as well as the members of their household. Well, Marissa, thank you so much for the prayer request, and we're going to pray with you, and we're going to pray for your sister and for others who are in healthcare right now, battling and sacrificing for the benefit of other people. Let's pray together. Lord, I pray that you would be with Samantha. I pray you would protect her. I pray you would keep her well. And I pray, Lord, for all of those in our country who are working in essential services and healthcare. Lord, keep them well. Keep them safe. Bless them for their efforts. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much, Marissa, for that prayer request. And friends, we want to pray with you as well. Send your prayer request, KitchenerBaptist.org/pray. We love to hear from you. All right, let's continue hearing our message as we consider hearing God and what he has to say to us.
Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When God speaks, he never contradicts the Bible. You can't say, well, God told me to do this. If there's a biblical principle against it, then it wasn't God that said it. When God speaks, it never contradicts the Bible. It never contradicts his nature. His word declares his nature. When we open the Bible, we open the mind of God. And when God speaks, it never contradicts his plan. His word declares his plan for our lives today. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God loves the world. He gave his son so that we could have eternal life. Let me give you some simple truths that I hope will help you. Number one, we must be ready to hear the truth. The Bible says in James chapter 1, verse 19, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. The thought is to be prompt or to be ready. We must be swift to hear what God has to say. The problem is, oftentimes, we are not listening. We are not ready to hear God. Sometimes it's because we're texting or talking or tired or tuned out, or we think we're already taught. And we have the attitude, a sad attitude, where we just don't care. We just don't want to know. We don't want to hear. We're too busy to learn. And if this is your attitude today, you're going to miss out on some wonderful blessings from God. So how can we be ready as Christians to hear what God has to say to us? Well, first of all, Christians should build relationships with spiritual Christians. A person who will tell you the truth from the Bible. Someone who will give you the Word of God. Someone who will tell you what the Bible has to say. I heard the story of a gentleman. He was giving me his testimony, and he was telling me at a workplace, there was a man who was a Christian, and this guy was a Christian, but he wasn't living like a Christian. And this gentleman who was a Christian said to him, he said, listen, you're not living like a Christian. You say you're a Christian, but you're not living like a Christian. And it really confronted him with his spiritual condition. And this gentleman who's telling me this testimony said, at first I was angry. I was angry that he would say it to me, but then I realized he was right. Everything he had to say was right. God will use people to speak his word and to encourage and to exhort and to rebuke. And sometimes we need a friend to tell us we're going the wrong direction. Sometimes we need a friend to tell us we're not living for God. We're not doing what is right. We're not saying what is right. Christians should build relationships with spiritual Christians. Build your relationships inside the church. And that's why it's important to be a part of a church that preaches the Word of God, like Kitchener Baptist Church. A Christian should spend time daily talking with God. God speaks to us through his Bible, and we must have an active relationship with the Lord. And this is through confession. This is through thanksgiving. This is through supplications. This is through Bible study. We must spend time with the Lord in his word, thanking him, confessing our sin, and turning to him in difficult days of our life. Christians should be anticipating God's help and teaching in their lives every day. I was at a funeral many years ago, and the pastor stood up. It was a young man who was a missionary in the foreign field, and he had passed away in a terrible accident. And the pastor stood up at this funeral, and he made this statement. He said, "What is God teaching us through all of this? It would be a shame if we did not listen. It would be a shame if we did not listen. What is God teaching us through COVID-19? What is God teaching us through the events of our life today? Wouldn't it be a shame if we didn't listen and what God is teaching us? You know what God has taught me? God has taught me the importance of church. It would be a shame if we didn't listen to what God had to say. Christians should be anticipating God's help and God's teaching in their lives every day. What is God teaching you today? What message is God trying to get across in your life? Listen to what the Lord has to say. Be swift to hear. Number two, we must be Christians that responds correctly when we hear the truth. Number two, we must be Christians that respond correctly when we hear the truth. John chapter 6, verse 60, the Bible says, "Many therefore of his disciples, when he had heard this, said, 'This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?'" When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, "Doth this offend you?" Notice their response to the truth. The Bible says they murmured at it. They complained. The Bible in the book of Acts tells us that there are three ways that people respond to truth. First of all, sadly, they scorn at the Bible. They mock the Bible. I remember preaching a message a while ago, and I was preaching on creation, that God is the creator of the world. And there was a young lady that was listening at the back of the auditorium, and as I was preaching, she was shaking her head no. And she was mocking the Bible. She was murmuring at the Bible. That's a terrible way to respond to the Word of God. The Bible says that some, they scorned, they mocked the Bible. Others, they stumbled. They said, "Well, we'll hear it again. We'll listen again." Many times they come back and they come back and they come back and they hear the Word of God. And that's a blessing, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And it's important for us to keep on hearing the Word of God. And I'm glad for those that settle. I'm glad for those that hear the Bible and believe and turn to the Lord Jesus. The thought here in John chapter 6, verse 60, the thought of being offended means to cause to stumble. And Jesus said, "Why does this offend you?" Jesus wasn't saying that truth will hurt you, But he was saying that at their reaction to the truth in their life, it caused them to be further from God. It caused them to stumble and getting nearer to the Lord. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 says, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock." You know, a right response creates a right foundation. A right response to truth will create in your life a right foundation. People turn away so many times from the truth. And when storms come in their life, like the storm we are facing today, then what happens? The foundation of their life crumbles to the ground because they built their life upon money. They built their life upon health. They built their life upon financial security. And when all of those things are torn down, they have nothing to stand upon. That's why the Bible says, verse 26, "And everyone that heareth these things of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand." Finances, health, you know, financial security, position, a job, all of these things are sand. You cannot build your life upon them. "The rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew, and it beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." It was great because it didn't have to happen. Both were given truth. Both were given the same message, the wise man and the foolish man, but only one responded right. God help us to have the right response to truth. When we hear God teach, when we hear God speak, to listen to what he has to say and to respond correctly. Thirdly, let's think about this. We must remember when we hear the truth. We must remember when we hear the truth. It's not just about reading the Bible and leaving and walking away and living our life and never allowing it to change our responses or our actions or any area of our life. The Bible has to affect every area of our life. Truth always demands a response. And so when you hear the Bible, you're going to respond, whether you walk away and do nothing or whether you get your heart right with God, you will respond. And when we read the Bible, when we hear the truth, it needs to impact our life. James chapter 1, verse 22 says this, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." How do we remember the word of God? Well, the scripture says we must continue in the Bible. The Bible must not just saturate our worship. It must impact every area of our life, the way that we do business, the way we treat our family, the way we treat our neighbors, the way we treat our coworkers, our thinking patterns. We must continue in the truth of the Word of God. We must leave this study this morning, allowing the Word of God to continue in our life and enter into our life and not be a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. Let me give you some thoughts to help you. Take a piece of paper or a recipe card and write down Bible truths and carry it wherever you go. Throw down some verses and meditate upon that Bible truth. Ask yourself this question: how can it help me be like Jesus? Get into the Bible, folks, and let the Bible get into you. We must continue in the Word of God, and we must be a doer of the work. We must allow the Word of God to change our actions every day. How many times do we become forgetful hearers and don't allow the Bible to impact our daily life? The scripture says we must continue in the Bible. We must allow it to change the way that we act and react. You know what the Bible says? If any man among you seem to be religious or a worshiper of God, and he bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. True Christianity is taken with us every place we go. This is what the scripture teaches us. It ought to change our life as we listen to what God has for us. So folks, what is God teaching you today? Are you hearing what God is saying?
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask Him to save you. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through Him by watching our video at KitchenerHope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit TimelessTruthsRadio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.